Hello everybody, this is Osho Radio. Osho talks in the discourse about three different ways to wake up. With the discourse, we found a lot of wonderful music for you by Osho lovers from different parts in the world. The songs are about listening, waking up, celebration and love.
Is there a way? Is there an answer? Where do I come from? And where do I go? I don't understand. And I won't understand. I'll never understand the mystery of my life. Is there a me? Is there a you? Is there a line where we become two? I don't understand, and I won't understand. I'll never understand the mystery of my life. Been sane, I've been crazy about a million times. Been moving in circles just to follow the smile. But you told me it's good. You told me it's good. I know now it's a good thing that I won't understand. I won't understand. That I'll never understand the mystery of my life.
The discourse today is from the series called The Fish in the Sea is Not Thirsty, number 4. In the first part, Osho is talking about the difference between listening and hearing. After this, there will be a long piece of music by Deuter. It's called Love from the Mountains, After that, Osho talks about three different ways to wake up. For most of us, he says, the best way to wake up is through love. If you live a life of love and celebration, waking up can happen any moment.
friend, wake up, wake up. This has been the call of all the Buddhas down the centuries. They have been shouting from the housetops. Everybody hears it, but nobody listens. Everybody knows it, but nobody understands. And knowledge is futile. It is only understanding that liberates. And hearing is of no use. Unless you listen, anybody who is not deaf is capable of hearing, but listening is a totally different matter, qualitatively different. It has nothing to do with your ears. It has something to do with your heart. When your ears and your heart are joined together, listening happens. If the heart is not in the ears, you hear. But hearing is not going to help. It will make you more knowledgeable. But to become more knowledgeable is to create more hindrances between you and the beloved. Knowledge can never become a bridge. It is always a wall. It divides you from the ultimate, from the immediate, from the whole. It cannot connect you. Only love connects. But love is of the heart. It has nothing to do with the head. Knowledge gathers in the head. Memory accumulates it. The ego enjoys it. Love wells up in the heart. And love is another name of understanding. It is only the eyes of love which can see, and ears of love which can hear. Existence is not a problem that can be solved by the head. It is not a riddle to be figured out. It is a poetry to be sung. It is a dance to be danced. It is a love affair. Existence is a mystery with no solution, because it is not a problem in the first place. It cannot be solved. It has to be lived. And when the Buddhas call, wake up, wake up. What do they mean? They mean that your heart is asleep. Your head is very awake. But the awakening of the head is in reality a metaphysical sleep. Unless the heart wakes up, you are only dreaming. Dreams and dreams. Even dreams that you are awake. Dreams of wakefulness. Dreams of becoming religious. Dreams of becoming saints, holy. But they are all dreams. people even think about God. It is such an absurdity. People even try to prove God through arguments. God cannot be proved. Because anything that can be proved can also be disproved. If God depends on logic, then logic is God. Then logic is higher than God. No, God does not depend on logic. In fact, if you are too much logical, you will not be at all able to sense the presence of God in existence. And the loss is going to be yours. Because not to feel the presence of God in existence is to miss the whole point of life. And man lives in thoughts, arguments, theories, philosophies. And the danger is that if you talk too much about God and you read too much about God and you discuss too much about God, you may be able to deceive yourself. Millions have deceived themselves in this way. God is known through the heart. Let it sink deep into your being. God is only known through the heart. So when the Buddhas say, wake up, they mean, let your heart be awake. And what is the meaning of the heart being awake? When the head is awake, it thinks. It spins, weaves, beautiful systems of thought. And when the heart is awake, it sings songs of love. It celebrates. Just the sheer joy of being is enough to celebrate. It loves. The love is unaddressed. The love is not flowing towards a particular object. When the heart is awake, it starts flowing in all directions. It loves the whole. It simply loves. It is love. Religion is a celebration. You cannot be indoctrinated in religion because religion is not a doctrine at all. It is a very mad love affair. Man is deep asleep because he has forgotten the root to his heart. He is alert as far as mathematics is concerned. He is fully alert as far as calculation is concerned. He is awake as far as the world is concerned. And worldly concerns are concerned. For money, for power, for prestige, respectability. He is fully awake. He is awake only for the mundane. He is awake only for the meaningless. He collects garbage with great alertness. But he is asleep for the precious, for the sacred. He sees the trees, but he cannot see the green life flowing in them. He sees the mountains, but he cannot feel the beauty and the virgin silence. He sees people, but people look like machines. He cannot feel their soul. He has not even felt his own soul. How can he feel anybody else's soul? He has not even become aware who he is. And in this sleep, when the heart is in darkness and the whole light has become focused on the head, even if you are told the ultimate truths, you will misunderstand them. Even if a Buddha tries to wake you up, you will be angry at him. Naturally, obviously, because you will think he is disturbing you. He is disturbing your dreams, not you. But you have invested too much in your dreams. He will say one thing, you will understand another. Either you will go on listening according to your prejudices, choosing only those things which can support you, or you will become very angry. You will crucify. You will poison. You will destroy such a person who comes and unnecessarily disturbs your sleep. Your sleep is deep. It has been long, long there. You have become accustomed to it so much so that the heart goes on sleeping and still you can manage your life. You are a sleepwalker, a somnambulist. There are people who walk in their sleep. They can go to the fridge. They can eat something. They can come back to their bed. And they will not stumble anywhere. And if you wake them up in the middle, they will be very much surprised. They will not be able to figure it out where they are and what they are doing. They will be shocked. They move with open eyes, remember. Somnambulists move with open eyes. But those open eyes are not really open. They simply manage few steps. And because they have become accustomed of those few steps, they can be done mechanically. No consciousness is needed. Just watch your life. You are doing 1001 things. But all those things are mechanical. You go on doing like a robot. And when you talk to robots, it is really very difficult to reach them. They misunderstand. One thing is said, something else is understood. Communication is very, very difficult. Obviously, you interpret it according to your own conditionings, your own past. Hence, you hear, but you don't listen. You will have to learn how to listen. Listening means being utterly silent. not interpreting, not judging, not evaluating, neither for nor against, just being present. When you listen the truth, it may be difficult for you to prove that it is true, but you will know. It will be an inner feel that it is true. And that feel is enough. Because that feel simply transports you into another world.
Thank you.
to those who know, life is night and death is the day. In life, people remain asleep. It is death that wakes them up. In ordinary thinking, life is life and death is the end of life. You could not wake up in the night, but it can be forgiven. It was night and you slept. But you cannot be forgiven when death is coming closer. Now it is time to wake up. And if even death cannot wake you up, then what is going to wake you up? And if a person wakes up in death, then there is no more any birth, no more any death for him. But a person can wake up in death only if he has tried hard to wake up in life. If his whole life has been a consistent effort to find a center in his being, a persistent effort to know who am I, only then it is possible that when death comes, and death is a great shock, it shatters all that you have made. It takes away all that you have clinging with. It dispossesses you of all your possessions. It simply leaves you utterly naked and alone. If death cannot wake you up, then you are not simply asleep, you are in a coma. And that's how people are. Every day millions of people die. They lived in darkness, they die in darkness. They lived dreaming, they die dreaming. They lived in a stupid way, they die in a stupid way. They miss all opportunities. And three are the great opportunities in life. The first is birth. Only once in a while, a man is so intelligent that he uses that opportunity. Only very rare. Maybe a Lao Tzu. Hence the story. It is said Lao Tzu lived in his mother's womb for 82 years. Now this is nonsense. But it has some truth in it. It is not factual, but it has some truth in it. And that is the difference between the Western way of thinking and the Eastern. If you say such a story to the Western mind, he simply says, this cannot be. How can a person live for 82 years in the mother's womb? And what will happen to the mother? 82 years? This is not believable. This cannot be historical. The Western minds immediately ask about the facticity of the phenomenon. But it is a parable. It has nothing to do with facts. It has certainly to do something with truth. And truth can only be expressed through parables. There is no other way to express truth. Truth can only be expressed through metaphors. through poetry, not through history. It is poetry, pure poetry, and of tremendous power. It means when Lao Tzu was born, he was already so mature, so ripe, that he used his first opportunity to wake up. Ordinarily, it takes 82 years for a person to wake up. And even then, how many people wake up? People wake up at the time of death, but how many? That too is very rare. Lao Tzu must have been of immense intelligence, must have carried the intelligence from his past lives. Maybe just a little bit was missing. Just the last extra on the camel. He used the opportunity. The first opportunity is birth. It is as much important as death. It is a death in a way, because the child in the mother's womb lives in one way, one kind of life, and then simply is thrown out, expelled. He wants to cling to his home where he had lived for 9 months and so peacefully, so silently, without any worry, without any responsibility, in such warmth. He clings to the womb. He does not want to go out. He feels it like a death. And it is natural. Because what he knows about what is going to happen. One thing is certain, his home is being settled. He is being thrown out of all his comfort and security. He knows he is dying. Hence the birth trauma. Because the birth enters into the child's consciousness as death. He dies and is reborn. Lao Tzu used his first opportunity. The second opportunity in life is love. Few people have become awakened through love. And the second opportunity is available to more people than the first and the third. Because birth is almost unconscious, and so is death. But love can bring a little consciousness to your heart. Hence my insistence on love. Because this is the opportunity many, many people can use and become awake. If you love, you will have to drop your ego. And that will be the death of the ego. If you love, you will have to learn how to melt, merge, disappear. If you love, you will have to know that there is much more to life than logic, calculation. There is much more to life than having money, more possessions, power. If you love, you will have a glimpse of the divine. And if you go deep in love, you will start entering into the temple of God. That is the second opportunity. The society has destroyed it. The second opportunity could have been available to almost everybody. That has been destroyed by the society. your love has been contaminated. You have been brought up in fear, not in love. You have been brought up to fight, not to love. You have been brought up as if the whole existence is your enemy, not your friend. How can you love? Love has been made impossible by the society. The only possibility of people turning into religion, the only possibility of revolution in people's life has been destroyed by the society. Society is so much afraid of love that it is not afraid of anything else like love. Love is the most potential and dangerous thing for your so-called society. Because love will wake up people. Love will stir people's hearts. And they will start living through the heart. And they won't listen to the head. And if they don't listen to the head, then the society will be at a loss. It will be impossible to dominate people who live through the heart. Only the head can be dominated. Only heads can be reduced into slaves. The heart is always the king, the master. If you truly want to be religious, be lovers, not thinkers. And heart has its own reasons that the reason knows not. Once you have started moving into the world of love, you will be surprised that a new phenomenon starts arising in you. The phenomenon of trust, Shraddha. And that is the greatest experience in life, to trust. Because the man who trusts transforms not himself, but transforms his whole world. He starts living in a totally different world. Doubt, and you are expelled from the Garden of Eden. Trust, and you are received back, welcomed back. You are home again. With life.
In Osho Radio today, you listen to music by Jemaya Dunster, Subodha, and Bindu. After the discourse, you listened to Amarish, and we're going to finish with a nice dancing song called Love Play by The Atmospheres. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good week. Until the next time. Bye-bye, and namaste.
Love.